It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. April is National Poetry Month. Today, Marjorie Maddox reviews Jerry Wemple's The Artemis Poems, a collection of poetry set in small-town Pennsylvania. Here's Maddox with her review.
There is a man who walks around town, any town. You've seen him. To you, he may be a stranger or a friend. He may even be you. The linked poems in Jerry Wemple's newest collection, The Artemis Poems, narrate the life of such a man. Wemple explores this man's joys and struggles. He gives us a glimpse of ourselves. The book begins in 1957 in Sunbury, PA. Those from central Pennsylvania will recognize the landscape and the uneasiness. As Wemple explains, there is an uncertainty that grips us like the gray water grips the last few chunks of river ice in these last few minutes of light on a day in the ending weeks of winter. Here, where the river meets its branches, few residents remember the old landmarks. The black iron train bridge is a ghost, the one built after the floods, while kids no longer call it new. Yes, the thick wall keeps out the river, but what, Wemple asked, does the wall keep in? Into this bleak landscape steps the character Artemis. Every day, beginning exactly at 9 a.m., he starts walking. He saunters down alleyways and trudges through woods. He remembers each long-gone store. He greets residents and wildlife alike. We follow him through the years. We learn of his life, loves, and losses. We see him work the earth like a modern-day Adam and love a washerwoman named Eve. When he loses Eve in a car accident, guilt transforms him into a simple man who bends time and space. Mostly, the townspeople ignore him, and yet he is a bit of us all. I am a man in the woods on the hill. I am a man at the edge of the river. I am. Near death, he is a man whose heart grows wide like the river, a river that carries each of us to the salted sea, no matter our background or status. Bless him, states Wemple, bless us all. In the final poem, after the death of Artemis, a young boy begins walking. He shuffles on, making steady progress. A version of Artemis endures. Someone like Artemis still strolls the streets of small-town PA. He nods to you as he walks past. Maybe you see a bit of Pennsylvania in his eyes. Maybe you see a bit of yourself. Whatever you see, Jerry Wemple's insightful and moving collection, The Artemis Poems, is sure to stay with you long after the book is done.
That book is The Artemis Poems by Jerry Wemple, published by Finishing Line Press this year. Wemple is a professor of English and creative writing at Bloomsburg University and an award-winning poet. He and our reviewer Marjorie Maddox co-edited Commonwealth, Contemporary Poems on Pennsylvania. Maddox is the author of 11 collections of poetry. You can visit our website at wpsu.org/bookmark to hear our review of her most recent book, Local News from Someplace Else. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.